Welcome to the Stephen Reardon Show. I am Stephen Reardon, and if you are a returning listener, I can't thank you enough. If you are a first-time listener, I can't thank you enough. So, there's thanks all around. This is the very first episode of 2025. We are so excited for some new things coming your way from Radio St. Pete, and yours truly this year. Really show-stopping stuff, if I say so myself. So here at the Stephen Reardon Show, sometimes we talk about people making art. Sometimes we talk about events coming up or theater companies we love, but we have never yet spoken about a place that to me is synonymous with my artistic voice. And that's what we are going to do today. This place truly is a haunted gem of a theater that has been a part of the fabric of this community for 85 years. I've loved it my whole life, and I'm so excited to be talking about it today. And we are talking about the historic Beach Theater, which is reopening this summer after a decades-long hiatus, all due to the passion and talents of my guest today. Welcome the director of the Beach Theater, Hannah Hochman. Hannah, welcome to the Stephen Reardon Show. I wasn't sure how I wanted to have this convo today because I could just tell you for 20 solid minutes how much I love the Beach Theater. I love the history. I love the mystique. I love everything about it. But before we get into that, I want people to know a little bit about you. So how did you become involved with the Beach Theater?
So my journey with the Beach Theater started back in 2017 is when I first heard of it. I was a student at Eckerd College, and they took us to the Passagrill Historic Museum. And as my little freshman self sitting there learning all about St. Pete and Passagrill, the museum curator talked about the Beach Theater. And instantly, from the first time I saw a photo of it, I was just enthralled with this. I wanted to know, what is this place? Why is it closed? It had been closed for about 5-6 years, and I wanted to know why. So my journey kind of took off from there. I was very interested in the property and of the history. Flash forward to 2021, when it finally did go on the market, I put in an offer, and I was the runner-up. I was $2,000 short. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, right? I ended up working professionally. I just graduated from college at the time. So I ended up having a pretty good run of professional theater circuit. Flash forward to 2023, that owner approached me and was interested in selling. So I jumped on it.
Wow, that's amazing. So your background is in theater as well.
I kind of started out as an actor. And then at Eckerd College, I made the discovery that I really do love directing. I'm very passionate about directing and producing. So that kind of took off from there. And then when I worked at several professional theater companies in the area, I was very lucky to get jobs in multiple different areas of theater, costuming, crew, assistant directing, and also lighting, and just kind of anywhere I could get experience because I wasn't quite sure where I wanted to land.
All right.
Where in professional theater I really found myself. But yeah, I always kept coming back to directing and producing.
It's so true. Like when you come from a place of theater, I mean, same thing. We were talking before we started recording, but like, you know, I was an actor too. And I got it, you know, went to New York and tried to do the whole Broadway thing. And it's so romantic and awesome, but it's so challenging and scary. And then you're like, wait a minute, I want to stay doing this, but I have to eat. I have to support myself. Right. And I found casting that same way. And now I am a professional casting director. Like, because you want to stay involved in what you're doing, you end up doing it. And then you find an avenue that like feels right for you.
And I wasn't really sure where I fit in that. I knew I loved the theater and I was doing pretty well as an actor. And then I was actually approached by some friends who wanted to do a student production, a student musical at Eckerd College. They wanted to do Heathers, but it was also totally unheard of at Eckerd at the time. We had never done a musical our time being there. They hadn't done one in several years. So it was kind of like this risk.
Wow.
Called my mom. I was like, what do you think if I take a little time off from studying acting and I start studying directing and producing a little bit? And I was, honey, I've always thought you should be a director because you direct me around every day. Kind of took off from there, kind of being a joke about me being a director.
And how was Heather? That show is so underrated. People know, I mean, I know the movie from the 80s. It's based on the movie from the 80s with Winona Ryder. And I think people don't even know it's a musical. But like you, if you start to like do a little research, it's a really funny show. I'm sure. I love the feeling of that presence you feel when you go to a Broadway theater. And I think the Beach Theater has that presence. I love like the Art Deco haunted feeling of that old theater vibe that it carries. And I want to talk a little bit about the history. So for people that don't know about the Beach Theater, I've never been to St. Pete Beach or Corey Avenue, which is this great little hamlet in the beach, right? Talk a little bit about the history of the Beach Theater.
The Beach Theater opened on January 15th, 1940, and it started out as a movie house. It has a pretty interesting history. It was the first theater in Tampa Bay to have air conditioning and also sound. And then it changed hands several times all throughout, you know, the past 85 years now. But back in 2012, it shut down permanently. And it kind of fell into this the bit of a squabble. So it really just sat vacant with the door shut. It was absolutely heartbreaking. And if you've ever driven past the building, you know how cool it is and how interesting the architecture is. So now that we have the building, we really want to honor the exterior architecture and bring a little bit of that charm to the inside too. So we will be doing full Art Deco interior.
Oh my gosh.
Really inspired by the decade it was built in.
It reminds me very similarly in the Art Deco style of the Tampa Theater in Tampa. I mean, there's so much history of the arts in St. Petersburg and in Tampa Bay. People don't really understand, unless they're in it, they don't realize just how much history there is. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine who in the 80s was like a big dinner theater person. And in St. Petersburg in the 80s, like, there were dinner theaters all over the place. And like all these B, C level actors that had been like Gilligan's Island and Hogan's Heroes, they would come and do these musicals as the star of the show. And then all these people that were local would get their equity card doing these dinner theaters. And I think back then, I mean, it was the 80s, which is a long time ago now. I mean, I think about the 80s, it was like just a few years ago. Just kidding. It was like 40 years ago now. But I mean, back then there was this passion and an interest in importance around theaters. Then to your point, like sometimes things go away and the world happens and life happens and things go into disrepair. And it's just so sad when you think about those beautiful buildings getting torn down and the fact that this is not torn down. Yeah. It's just locked for a couple of years. You're unlocking the magic of this place again.
It really is so important to, you know, restore historic buildings like this. And this building is registered on the historic registry for St. Pete Beach. So it is really important for us to really honor its history.
My family is from here and I spent most of my life here. And for my whole life, I've heard stories of like my parents taking the bus to the movies at the Beach Theater because it was the only place that had air conditioning. They've told me that story before. And that's why people used to go there, right? And then when I was growing up, it was the only place you could see like art independent films, like films that were not mass released or not in that, you know, sort of mass media space. And as like a little gay kid going to Catholic school, I needed an art house movie theater. Like I needed a place to go and see these things that were like so taboo back then. Like, cause when I was in high school, you couldn't just go to Netflix and watch whatever you wanted. Like you had to have a plan to go and see Rocky Horror. And like the plan to go see Rocky Horror was find a way to get to the Beach Theater, go and see Rocky Horror for the first time. I mean, those moments, those memories for me truly are like some of the best memories of my life.
That's so great to hear. And that's so important for me to know too, because nowadays you do have your option of you're just going to Netflix, going to YouTube, whatever it is. But I think there's something so special about sitting in a theater with a group of people, like-minded people, or people that are just curious to know what this kind of theater culture is and experiencing something together, right? You know, that's the charm of live theater. But I think you're bringing back that charm for film as well.
And that's one thing you're doing. I mean, the Beach Theater was known for being a film house, a cinema. But what you're doing is really making this a multi-art space.
Right, that's right. Yeah, you know, we want to honor it being a cinema. And we definitely want to bring that back. But we also want to bring live elements to it. Being a theater director, I am very interested in, you know, putting on some original pieces on stage. I have a lot of friends that work in the business that I want to help them produce their shows, too. And I want to, you know, find like the next person that falls in love with live theater at the Beach Theater.
That's so great. I love that. So when you think about the things you'll be able to produce there outside of, you know, just showing films, like what kind of improvements are you doing to this space to make it a true working theater or a place where someone can maybe bring their comedy show or anything like that?
If you were ever in there before, you know that walking in the front doors, the concession stand and mini little box office was right there at the front. And then you walk into the theater and it was about 200 some seats back then with a big screen on the wall. We now have a really expanded lobby and you're able to come into the lobby, kind of hang out before the show. We have a nice new big concession stand and we've also added a cabaret space in
That's
the lobby.
Great.
That way we can host either smaller events or smaller acts. And then in the main theater, we have 176 seats as well as a nice new very large stage. So we can do live performances, concerts, comedy nights, jazz nights, a little bit of everything. And then we've created a backstage area and dressing room.
Oh, that's great. So really, if you are maybe a smaller company or a theater company that's just starting out, or maybe you, you know, want to like your friends, you know, get the rights to a musical and put on a show, like the Beach Theater is a place you could do that.
Absolutely. And we want to support local writers, too. I think that's really important. Being a director, I grew up in the play festival circuit, you know, directing stage readings for original plays. That's really where my heart is. So I really want to support young writers in the area.
Hannah Huckman, I'm in love with you. Do you have any idea how that is music to my ears? I'm a playwright. I've been writing plays for 20 plus years. I was at the Fringe Festival in New York City. I know what that vibe is like. I know that idea of like wanting to get your stuff on a stage. It doesn't have to be all the bells and whistles. It doesn't have to be every light cue and every set cue, but you want to hear the things you create as an artist on a stage. You just want to.
Because that's how you learn, right? That's how you know, is this going to work or not? And that's how you take the first step to becoming the next big production in the area. So that's really what we hope to be, is that first stepping stone.
I love that. I got to know, because I'm sure people in the area, like I said earlier, Corey Avenue is a historic avenue in St. Pete Beach. And if you are new to Tampa Bay or you've never spent any time there, they do like a morning market. We'll talk about a little bit later exactly what we're going to do on January 19th. But what have you heard from the locals about opening, reopening the Beach Theater?
The Sunday market is truly unlike anything I've ever experienced, you know? So just to take it back a little bit, we closed on the building on February 29th, so on Leap Day, right? So that was a Friday. We had a couple days just to kind of sit with it and, you know, just know that we were going to officially announce that we were the owner soon. So at that first Sunday market, I decided we were going to open the doors. I found some old stanchions in the back and some old ropes.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
And one of the ropes had like totally frayed on the end. So I just rigged it together with rubber bands and I just tied it all together. And I said, you know, I'm just going to sit here with the doors open on a Sunday market and see if people are actually interested, you know, if they still care about this building that's been vacant for over a decade. And I was absolutely blown away. The response was totally unbelievable. I was there with my mom and then a couple friends came by because I wasn't able to quite talk to everybody at once because there was just so much response.
Sure.
And so it just kind of became this weekly tradition for us just to sit at the theater and talk to people. And it has truly been the highlight of my week. You know, like I was planning on taking the weekends just to kind of decompress and get away from the theater stuff just because instead of, you know, working on construction all week.
Yeah.
But it's truly just been such a great time for me to really interact directly with the community and learn what people care about, what memories they used to have there, and how they're so excited to come back. I met a girl just the other day, just this last Sunday. She said that her parents went on their first date at the Beach Theater, and they're still together 60-some years later.
I mean,
it's crazy.
There's stories like that every day.
It's crazy.
Before we started recording, you told me you were a little worried about, you know, was there going to be enough buzz? I got to tell you, Hannah, just though that story itself reminds you that people are tired of seeing that place closed.
Yeah.
It is like, you know, I remember I have friends who were in New York City during COVID, and, you know, when all those theaters were closed on Broadway, they would walk down at 7:30 in the evening down 7th Avenue, and it was like apocalyptic. Like every single marquee was dark. Every door was locked. Like, I can't imagine that feeling. And I know it's a smaller scale here and I'm being dramatic because that's my thing. But I will tell you, that's the vibe that I used to just, I would like a little heartbreak every time I went down to the market.
Absolutely.
And the place was closed.
Yeah. I mean, I remember being there right before we officially closed. I was there on a Sunday market. No one had known that we had owned the building yet. And we were just, you know, in the middle of due diligence, seeing, you know, is there anything that could, you know, blow this deal up?
Right.
And I was at the theater on a Sunday market. I just kind of snuck in the back door. So that no one like knew there was really any activity going on. But even while I was there and no one knew that anything was actually going to happen at the theater soon, people were still looking in the windows.
Yeah.
I was like, this is crazy. No one's known that anything's going to happen with this building yet. And people are still here and they care. So it's so exciting to see.
That's so great. I also want to ask, too, I've never done this before as far as like I've never done what you're doing at the Beach Theater. But like there's got to be hurdles. Like, I mean, it's not just about unlocking the door and sweeping it up. Like,
not quite.
What you're doing is not only bringing new life to it, but like, I mean, I don't need, give me a 1,000-foot view of how challenging this has been.
I mean, just to put it in perspective, it's an 85-year-old building. And this is just one hurdle that we've had to go through. ADA accessibility rules were not around 85 years ago.
Sure.
So the building itself was, you know, quite dangerous for someone that could be, you know, could use mobility aids or anything. So we had to totally change the elevation of the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
And we wanted to change the elevation of the floor so we could also save the original stage that was directly behind the screen of the Beach Theater. So we had to level out the lobby because that was our first goal, change the elevation in the main house, but also keep the original flooring of the stage. And doing that equation of itself took months to do.
Of course.
Of course, now we actually can't save the stage because we got hurricaned. But
oh, right. Oh, my God. The hurricane. Know, I didn't even think about that.
And then, you know, on top of that, we have 3 months or three hurricanes, one every month. So and then even before that, we had 5 months of what I like to call permit purgatory, waiting for our permit.
Sure.
So, you know, it's been a challenge. A lot of it has kind of been trial by fire.
Sure.
But, you know, we're still here. I've learned a lot. There's, you know, a lot of things looking back where I'm like, I could have made it so much easier on myself if I just, you know, did it this way. But, you know, we're here and I'm really, really happy with how it looks. So I just know, you know, all of that learning and all of that, you know, late night Googling ADA accessibility rules. It's worth it because we're here now.
How do people do anything before Google?
I have no idea.
How it must have taken, I mean, my God.
I have no idea.
I'm so glad that the hurricanes didn't destroy or level this building. When you said that, I got chills because I didn't even think about how it could have been so much worse.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It could have been. And, you know, like I said, we had 5 months of waiting for permits where I was very frustrated. I just wanted to get this renovation moving. And now looking back at it, when I said earlier, everything happens for a reason, everything happens in its own time, it truly does. Because we had received our permits right before the hurricanes. We had not gotten very far in renovations at all. We had taken up part of the floor and that was it. And then we got 6 feet of water. So if, you know, if we didn't have all that waiting time, you know, waiting for permits, we would have been so much further along in the process. And I don't even know where we would have been. Because honestly, by the time we had, you know, hit the hurricane season, we thought we were going to be almost done. And we weren't anywhere close. So we got incredibly lucky on that front, even though we did take a significant amount of water, because there was just nothing in there to damage.
Wow. So had you gotten those permits earlier?
Yeah.
So cities, keep on making people wait for permits.
No, thank you.
That's the moral.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Shout out to St. Pete Beach.
Shout out to St. Pete Beach. So speaking of St. Pete Beach, we talked briefly about the morning market, which was where you started to see the love had not gone anywhere for the Beach Theater. If you're local and you want to celebrate the reopening of the Beach Theater, what is going on January 19th that they can come and be part of?
So January 19th, we are going to be celebrating the 85th anniversary of the Beach Theater, which is a Sunday market day. So if you're in the area, come on by the Beach Theater. We're going to offer a cute little sneak preview of what we got going on. We have our friends over at Sunshine City Popcorn that are going to be there to celebrate with us. We have our ticketing service that will be launched that day. We have a totally new website going up that day, and we are just so excited to get together and actually celebrate this theater. So come on by the Sunday Market on January 19th, and we can't wait to see you.
I mean, I'm going to be there. That's so exciting. Again, I could talk about this all day. Okay. So, and just in, last night you mentioned that there is an actual grand opening date for the Beach Theater. Do we want to talk about that too?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
I am so excited to announce we have a grand reopening day, which will be on July 18th, 2025. So, you know, this theater has been sitting here for over a decade. It only has to sit 6 more months. We're going to get there.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to get there. And we'll have you back before so we can just remind people
Great.
That it's coming right around the corner.
Let's do it.
Hannah, thank you so much for what you're doing for our community. Thank you for what you're doing for the Beach Theater and all of us who love it so much. I mean, it just was, it's so awesome that it's happening. It's so awesome to have you on the show. It's so awesome to meet you.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun.
Oh, my gosh. Same. And I maybe we'll get together and do a show at the Beach Theater.
Let's do it.
That'll be really great.
I'm down.
And thank you, dear listener, for joining us on the Stephen Reardon Show. I hope you enjoyed yourself. If you or someone you know would be a good guest for the show, email me at stephenriordanshow@gmail.com. You'll be hearing from me sooner than later on the Stephen Reardon Show and beyond here on Radio St. Pete. So I hope you're not sick of me because I'm not going anywhere. Please stay tuned. Until next time, be kind, be curious, and keep creating. Bye, everybody.